Chapter 11, Vegetables. Almost every cook in America has a favorite coleslaw and or potato salad recipe. This vegetable recipe was something I had never seen, but it is delicious. Key lime, cilantro, carrots. Ingredients: half stick of butter, 2/3 sea honey, half sea key lime juice, 3 pounds of baby carrots, salt and black pepper, to taste, half sea chopped fresh cilantro. Directions: in a large deep sauté pan, heat the butter, honey, and lime over medium heat until the butter is melted. Add the carrots and cook uncovered and stirring occasionally until the glaze is thick and the carrots are firm but tender, 30 to 45 minutes. Season with salt and pepper, add the cilantro and stir it in. Makes about 10 servings, reheats very nicely for leftovers. My son Jim loves to cook and does most of the cooking for the family. I have my own little kitchenette, toaster oven, one hot plate, crock pot and a microwave. About once a week Jim will cook a family meal, which usually includes me and my brother Ted. He and Beth both claim to be the originators of this recipe, so I will give them both credits. Jim and Beth sautéed spinach. Ingredients: 12 ounces, or 1 box, of fresh spinach, 2 tablespoons chopped garlic, 2 tablespoons butter, 1/4 sea white wine, half a teaspoon salt, pepper to taste. Directions: melt the butter in a large frying pan or wok with the garlic and wine. Add the spinach and sauté over low heat until spinach is limp. Add salt and pepper, cover and simmer for 5 minutes. Stir and serve. And for the most unique recipe I have ever seen, I experienced Peruvian potato salad from my friend Bertha. Peruvian potato salad. Ingredients: yellow ají, comes in a jar. I found it in a Latino market. Bertha says the amount is to taste. It's spicy, so I use about 2 tablespoons, 4 or 5 large potatoes, 1 sea mill, 12 soda crackers, saltines, 1/4 sea vegetable oil, 10 ounces of fresh cheese, Mexican market queso, leg ricotta, hard-boiled eggs, pieces of black olives. Directions: put all ingredients except potatoes in a blender and blend until the consistency is not thick. Cook the potatoes whole until done. When cooled, peel off the skins and slice the whole potato lengthwise. So, each slice will be oval-shaped and about 1 inch thick. Layer the potatoes on a platter, spread sauce on the potatoes and garnish with egg slices cut lengthwise into quarters. Sprinkle black olive pieces to complete the process. This dish is colorful and goes well as a snack or a barbecue vegetable along with hot dogs and hamburgers. Andy's latest creation, and I confess I was skeptical, but it's great. Sweet potato hummus. Ingredients: 4 sea cooked and mashed sweet potatoes, 1/4 sea tahini, homemade tahini recipe to follow, 1/4 sea lime juice, 2 cloves of garlic, minced, 2 teaspoons ground cumin, 1/4 of a teaspoon cayenne pepper, optional salt and pepper to taste, homemade tahini, 1 sea sesame seeds, 2 tablespoons olive oil. Directions: boil sweet potatoes whole until thoroughly cooked. Potatoes may be cut into chunks if exceptionally large. Simmer 10 minutes. Drain, mash with potato masher to take out all lumps. Place in refrigerator to cool. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Spread sesame seeds on a shallow baking tray and roast them, shaking tray until fragrant, about 8 minutes. To prepare the tahini, combine the roasted sesame seeds with the olive oil in a food processor until the mixture turns into a smooth paste, about 5 minutes. In a large bowl, combine the mashed sweet potatoes, tahini, lime juice, garlic, cumin and cayenne. Mix everything well and season to taste. Andy decorates her platter with strips of sweet red pepper. Can be served with carrot sticks, short pieces of celery, as well as crackers and pita bread. Other vegetable recipes are sprinkled throughout the book. For instance, Green's recipe is in the Atlanta chapter.